Hallelujah. Please sit down.
Palun istuge.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here this morning.
Väga hea meel on täna siin olla.
I'm excited.
Ma olen põnevil.
I believe we are living in an amazing time.
Ma usun, et me elame väga huvitaval ajal.
I believe it's the best time ever.
Ma usun, et see on parim aeg üldse.
And I believe we will see things that Jesus will perform that nobody's seen before.
Ja ma usun, et me hakkame nägema asju, mida Jeesus teeb, mida keegi pole varem näinud.
You are the best person for this time.
Ja teie olete selle aja jaoks parimad inimesed.
God has saved the best for the last.
Jumal on parima säästnud viimaseks.
2016 is your year.
Ja 2016 on teie aasta.
There's nobody better to live today than you.
Ja ei ole mitte keegi teine parem elama tänapäeval kui sina.
You are not a coincidence.
See, et sina oled täna siin, ei ole juhus.
You didn't just happen.
Sa lihtsalt ei tulnud muu seas siia ilma.
The Bible says before your mother carried you, God was carrying you in his spirit.
Ja Piibel ütleb, et enne kui sinu ema kandis sind, Jumal kandis sind vaimus.
He already had a name on you.
Tal oli sinu jaoks juba nimi.
And when your time was ready,
ja kui sinu aeg oli käes,
he allowed you to get birth into this earth.
Siis ta lasi sul sündida siia maailma.
With a mission.
Missiooniga.
With a plan.
Plaaniga.
With a calling.
Kutsumisega.
And now you are walking here in Tallinn.
Ja nüüd sa kõnnid siin Tallinnas.
And God is preparing to release you into the biggest adventure you ever can imagine.
Ja Jumal valmistab sind ette, et sind saata suurimale seiklusele, mis üldse kunagi on.
And if you don't walking and living the life you believe you would,
ja kui sina ei ela ega käi selles elus, mida sa usus, et sa võiksid
elada, then there's only one reason.
Siis on ainult üks põhjus.
It's still ahead of you.
Et see on alles sinust veel.
God does not make any mistakes.
See on veel tulemas, et Jumal ei tee vigu.
If you don't see what you want to see in your life today,
kui sa ei näe täna oma elus seda, mida sa tahaksid näha,
it doesn't mean that you missed it.
Siis ei tähenda, et sa oled nüüd kuidagi mööda lasknud märgist.
It doesn't mean that you didn't hear God speak.
See ei tähenda seda, et sa ei kuulnud, kuidas Jumal rääkis.
The only reason why you haven't seen what you're supposed to see yet.
Ainus põhjus, miks sa ei pole näinud veel seda, mida sa peaksid nägema.
It's because it's ahead of you.
On sellepärast, et see on ikka veel tulekul.
And you are stepping into something.
Et see on tulemas ja oled sinna sisse minemas.
So you have to open your heart.
Et sa avama süda.
And you have to expect God to use you.
Ja oota, et Jumal kasutaks sind.
I'm a businessman.
Mina olen ärimees.
I live in Sweden.
Ma elan Rootsis.
I've been doing business my whole life.
Ma olen kogu elu äriga tegelenud.
Some years ago, I just realized that must be more to life than just business.
Mõned aastat tagasi ma mõistsin, et elus peab olema rohkem kui ainult äri.
So I started to preach.
Ja ma hakkasin ka jutlustama.
It's easy.
Hämmastav, kas
pole? I just started to preach.
Ma lihtsalt hakkasin jutlustama.
First, I didn't know what to say.
Alguses ma ei teanud, mida öelda.
I just said, I think Jesus loves you.
Ma ütlesin, et ma arvan, et Jeesus armastab sind.
And people got saved.
Ja inimesed said päästetud.
I think Jesus loves you.
Ma ütlesin ainult, ma arvan, et Jeesus
armastab sind. And they got
saved. Ja inimesed said selle peale päästetud.
Then I said, I would try it in Africa.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, ma proovin seda sama võtta.
So I flew to Africa.
Ma läksin Afrikasse.
And I told people, I think Jesus loves you.
Ja ma ütlesin inimestele, et ma arvan, et Jeesus armastab sind.
And they got saved.
Nad said ka päästetud.
I went everywhere saying, I think Jesus loves you.
Ja nii ma hakkasingi ringi käima ütlema inimestele, et ma arvan, et Jeesus armastab sind.
And people got saved.
Inimesed said päästetud.
Then I said, maybe I should try something more.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, võib-olla ma peaksin midagi rohkem ütlema.
So I said, I believe Jesus want to heal you.
Ja siis ma hakkasin ütlema inimestele, et ma usun, et Jeesus tahab sind terveks teha.
And they got healed.
Ja nad hakkasid terveks saama.
Miracle happens.
Imed sündisid.
Then I said, oh, I need to know more about this.
Siis ma mõtlesin, ma peaksin mis natuke rohkem
lugema. So I started to read the Bible.
Ja ma hakkasin Piiblit lugema.
And I said that I could do all those things.
Ja siis ma avastasin, et mina võin kõiki neid asju teha.
So then I told other people, you can do all those things.
Ja siis ma hakkasin teistele inimestele ütlema, et aga teie
võite
seda sama teha.
And they believed me.
Ja nad uskusid mind.
So they started to do those things.
Ja nemad hakkasid neid sama asju tegema.
And Jesus healed people through them.
Ja Jeesus hakkas nende kaudu ka inimesi tervendama.
Because Jesus said on the cross.
Sest ristil olles ütles Jeesus.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
There's nothing more to add.
Enam ei ole midagi lisada.
We don't have to wait for something else to happen.
Me ei pea ootama, et juhtuks veel midagi.
And he sent the Holy Spirit.
Ja ta saatis püha vaimu.
2000 years ago.
2000 aastat tagasi.
That caused revival.
Ja see kutsus esile ärkamise.
We don't have to wait for anything more.
Meil ei ole vaja midagi enam oodata.
We just have to release what we have on the inside.
Me lihtsalt peame laskma välja tulla sellel, mis on meie sees.
The living water you are carrying on the inside.
Selle elava vee, mida sama sees kannad.
Is supposed to be released for the outside.
See tuleks endast välja lasta, nii on see mõeldud.
And when you do that,
ja kui sa teed seda,
Jesus will touch people.
Siis Jeesus hakkab inimesi puudutama.
And your city will be changed.
Ja teie linn muutub.
I love when I hear that you're out preaching for people.
Mulle meeldis see, kui ma kuulsin, et te olete tänavatel kuulutamas Jeesust.
Because we are not preachers, we are witnesses.
Sest me ei olegi kuulutajad ega jutlustajad, me oleme tunnistajad.
We are just bearing witness of who he is.
Me lihtsalt anname tunnistust selle kohta, kes ta on.
I love that.
Mulle meeldib see.
So I started to do big crusades.
Ja ma hakkasin suuri koosolekud läbi viima.
And I thought first time I go far away so nobody will hear about my failings.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, et esimene kord, kui ma seda tegin, et ma teen seda kuskil kaugel, et siis kui ma läbi kukkun, siis keegi ei kuule.
So I went to Indonesia.
Ja läksin Indoneesiasse.
Only Muslims.
Ainult muhamedlased.
And that if they kill me, so what?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, no kui nad mind tapavad, siis
so
mis ikka.
So I went there.
Ma läksin sinna.
I was so afraid.
Ma kartsin.
I spent $25,000.
Kulutasin selle reisi peale 25,000
dollarit. And I thought, what shall I do?
Ja mõtlesin, mida ma nüüd tegema
pean. I made big posters.
Tegin suure, lasin teha suured plakatid.
50,000 posters.
50,000 plakatid.
I made handbills.
Tegin sellised väikesed lendlehed.
250,000 handbills.
250,000.
I put up banners in the whole city.
Tervese linna panime välja suured loosungid.
I went on TV.
Televisioonis esinesin.
I was in the newspapers.
Ajalehes räägiti minust.
And I prepared a crusade for 5 nights.
Ja ma valmistasin ette selle suure koosoleku 5 õhtuks.
And I advertised, come and experience, come and expect your miracle.
Ja ma panin selle pealkirjaks, tulge ja oodake imed.
I said, blind will see.
Ja siis ma ütlesin, pimedad hakkavad nägema.
Deaf will hear.
Kurdid hakkavad kuulma.
And lame will walk.
Ja jalutud hakkavad käima.
And I said, God help me.
Ja siis ma tõesti mõtlesin, Jumal aita mind.
And everybody was so afraid in the city.
Ja seal linnas inimesed kartsid.
The Christians were so afraid.
Kristlased kartsid.
They didn't want to give out the banner, the handbills.
Nad ei tahtnud neid väikseid neid reklaamlehti jagada.
Because they didn't want the Muslims to beat them.
Sest nad ei tahtnud, et muhamedlased nendele kallale tuleksid.
So I said, what shall I do?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, mida ma siis nüüd tegema
pean. So one night I was out in the city to put up posters myself.
Nii et ühel õhtul ma olin seal linna peale, panin ise plakatid üles.
But 50,000 posters is too much.
Aga 50,000 plakatid on minu jaoks liiga
for
palju.
For one person.
Isegi minu jaoks on seda liiga
so
palju.
So I said, what shall I do?
Ma mõtlesin, mida ma teen.
So I found a big group of Muslim hooligans.
Ja siis ma leidsin ühe suure gruppi muhamedlastest hooligaane.
And there was, you know, smoking and drinking and fighting.
Ja suitsetasid ja kaklesid ja.
I said, God help me.
Ma mõtlesin, Jumal aita mind nüüd.
So I went up to them.
Ma läksin nende juurde.
I said, my name is Stefan.
Ma ütlesin neile, et mina olen Stefan.
I'm from Sweden.
Ma olen Rootsist.
I'm cool. No.
Ma olen lahe mees.
I can fight. No.
Et ma oskan kakelda, seda ka ei oska.
I'm here with miracles, I told them.
Aga ma ütlesin nendele, et ma tulin siia koos imedega.
I'm here with miracles from God.
Ma tulin siia koos imedega Jumala käest.
And I need your help.
Aga mul on vaja teie abi.
I said, I will buy you cigarettes.
Ma ütlesin nendele, et ma ostan teile sigarette.
And I will pay your food.
Ja ma maksan teile teie toidu eest.
But you have to help me to put up all those banners.
Aga te peate aitama mul kõik need plakatid üles panna.
So in 3 nights.
Kolme õhtuga.
We put up 50,000 posters all over the city.
Me panimegi kõik koos linna peale 50,000 plakatid üles.
And in the daytime we handed out 250,000 handbills.
Ja päeva ajal me jagasime neid reklaamlehti.
Because they were not afraid. They were not afraid.
Sest nemad ei kartnud mitte midagi.
If somebody didn't want the handbills, they said you take one.
Kui keegi ei tahtnud võtta reklaam, siis nad ütlesid, et sa võtad ühe.
So everything went out.
Kõik jagati ära.
And then the first night in the crusade, I thought, what shall I do?
Ja kui tuli esimene koosolek õhtu, ma mõtlesin, mida ma nüüd teen.
I'm the preacher, what shall I preach about?
Mida ma olen jutlustaja, aga millest ma jutlustan?
So I went to the site where we had built a big platform.
Ja mis ma läksin sinna külge, kuhu nad olid ehitanud siis selle suure lava.
And they were announcing me.
Ja juba kuulutati minu nime.
Oh, now we're going to listen to the world shaker and history maker.
Et nüüd me kuuleme, tuleb see maailma muutja ja ajaloo muutja.
Oh, this is a man with a vision for the mission.
See on üks mees, kellel on visioon missioni töö jaoks.
And I thought, oh, I want to meet that man.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, ma tahaks ka selle mehega kohtuda.
And then I realized it was me.
Ja siis ma sain aru, et see mees, kellest nad räägivad, olen mina.
So I was running up to the big platform.
Ja siis ma jooksin selle suure lava poole.
It was like a rock star.
See oli siuke nagu rockistaari.
I said, what shall I tell them?
Laulja jaoks ehitatud. Ma mõtlesin,
so
mida ma ütlen.
On the way up to the platform, a woman stepped up and stopped me.
Ja kui ma just olin parajasti sinna lavale minemas, siis üks naine peatas mind.
a beautiful woman.
Ilus naine.
And she started to touch me.
Hakkas mind puudutama.
I said, what?
Ma küsin, mis mõttes?
I'm married.
Ma olen abielus.
Don't touch me.
Ära puuduta mind.
And she started to speak to me in perfect English.
Ja ta hakkas muga rääkima täiuslikus inglise keeles.
And she said, Stefan, I know you.
Ja siis ütles mulle, Stefan, ma tunnen sind.
You are good.
Sa oled hea.
But in this city,
aga selles linnas,
it's me, Lucifer, who has all the power.
Olen see mina, Lucifer, kelle käes on kogu võim.
The devil was talking to me.
See oli kurat ise, kes minu
rääkis. I said, what shall I do now?
Ma mõtlesin, mida ma nüüd teen.
The devil is in my meeting.
Et kurat tuli minu koosolekule.
So I was panicking.
Ma olin paanikas.
I said, devil, Jesus is stronger.
Ja siis ma ütlesin, kurat, Jeesus on tugevam.
I bind you.
Ma seon sind.
And she started to manifest.
Ja siis ta hakkas nagu näitama oma võimu.
And the woman, she never spoke one word English after that.
Ja peale seda hetke, kui ma niimoodi olin palvetanud, see naine ei suutnud enam rääkida ühtegi sõna inglise keeles.
It was just
tegelikult ta ei osanudki rääkida inglise keelt. See oli see kurat, kes rääkis tema kaudu.
And I'm nobody.
Ja mina olen ju mitte keegi.
That's how important you are.
See on just nii, kui tähtis sa oled.
The devil is scared for you.
Kurat kardab sind.
He's scared to death about you.
Ta kardab sind surmani.
Because what you have on the inside.
See, mis on sinul sinu sees.
He don't want to come for the outside.
Tema ei taha, teda ei huvita see, mis on väljas.
So I jumped up to the platform.
Nii et ma hüppasin lavale.
Panicking.
Ikka veel paanikas.
I just spoke to the devil.
Ma olin just rääkinud kurat endaga.
And I was supposed to preach. How could you?
Ja nüüd ma pidin jutlustama, kuidas see võimalik on.
I forgot my sermon.
Ma unustasin kogu oma jutluse.
I forgot everything.
Ma unustasin kõik, mida ma olin
so
plaaninud.
So I just started to shout.
Ja ma hakkasin lihtsalt hüüdma.
Tonight I have a wonderful message.
Täna õhtul mul imeline sõnum.
Tonight you're going to be healed.
Täna õhtul te saate terveks.
Because Jesus is here.
Sest Jeesus on siin.
And I said, what shall I say more?
Siis ma mõtlesin, mida ma veel ütlen.
And in front of the platform.
Ja seal lava ees.
Was 40,000 Muslims.
Oli 40 000 muhameedlast.
And I was afraid.
Muhameedlasi oli seal.
40,000.
40 000 muhameedlast oli seal. Moslemit. See on, okei.
Okay. Yes, 40,000 Muslims.
40 000 moslemit oli seal.
Who came before they wanted to see the miracles.
Kes tulid sinna ja tahtsid näha imet.
So I was just shouting.
Ja ma lihtsalt hüüdsin.
And then suddenly behind me was standing a family.
Ja järsku oli seal minu taga üks pere.
I said, who let them up?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, kes näid siia ülesse lavalasi. Kus on turvamehed?
It was the husband, the wife and a small daughter, 11 years old.
Ja seal oli isa, ema ja nende väike 11 aastane tütar.
And the woman was crying.
Ja naine nuttis.
And she had this burka, you know.
Ja tal oli burka.
So the tears was going outside the burka.
Nii et see pisarad voolasid selle burka peale, silma vast välja.
What's the problem?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, mis nendel
probleem on. So my interpreter went over and asked them.
Ja mu tõlk läks nende juurde küsis, et mis nendel probleem on. Nad ütlesid, et me ei tea.
We came here tonight.
Me tulime täna siia.
Our daughter, she's since birth, she's deaf and dumb.
Meie tütar on sünnist saati olnud kurtum.
But when you started to scream,
aga kui sina hakkasid siin hüüma,
when you started to shout,
kui sina hakkasid karjuma,
she started to speak and
siis ta hakkas rääkima ja hakkas kuulma.
What is this? Hallelujah! So, the second day, there was a newspaper with a headline.
Järgmisel päeval oli ajalehes suur pealkiri.
Jesus heals Muslims.
Jeesus tervendab moslemeid.
That was a headline.
Selline pealkiri oli sel ajal.
So in the night, so three radio station came to me.
Ja järgmisel õhtul tuli kolm raadiojaama ka sinna koosolekule.
And said, can we broadcast your meetings?
Ja küsisid, kas me võime üle kanda teie koosolekuid.
I said, yes, a small radio station, no problem.
Mina mõtlesin, et jah, et ju need on mingid pisikesed kohalikud raadiojaamad, las nad siis teevad seda.
In the night they came with three big trucks.
Ja õhtul nad tulid kohale kolme suure selle veoautoga.
With satellite dishes.
Kus olid satelliidi taldrikud.
And moving them up to the sky.
Ja siis nad viisid suunasid need taevasse.
And they were broadcasting my meetings to 70 million Muslims.
Ja nad kandsid minu koosolekud üle 70 miljonile.
And I said, what shall I say?
Muslimile.
What shall I say?
Mis ma nüüd ütlen?
Jesus loves you.
Jeesus armastab teid.
70 million Muslims here, Jesus loves you.
70 miljonit muslimid kuulevad, Jeesus armastab.
So I started to shout.
Ja ma hakkasin lihtsalt hüüdma.
And in you sitting in front of your radios.
Et kõik teie, kes te istute oma raadio ees.
If you need a miracle right now.
Kui teil on vaja praegu imet.
Put your hand where you need your miracle and receive it in the name of Jesus.
Siis pange oma käsi sinna, kui te vajate imet, ja võtke see vastu Jeesuse nimel.
And then you call to the station and give your testimonial.
Ja siis peale seda helistage sinna raadiojaama ja andke oma tunnistus.
And people got healed everywhere.
Inimesed said igal pool terveks.
The first radio station.
Esimene raadiojaam.
The switchboard started to fire, on fire.
Nende see, nagu see ülekandejaam, see läks põlema.
Because too many people called.
Kärsama, sest inimesed kõnesid oli lihtsalt nii palju.
Second radio station.
Teises raadiojaamas.
They had a text machine, SMS machine.
Nende nagu see kõnede vastuvõtmis.
It broke down.
Nendel oli sõnumide
vastuvõtja. That was the first night.
Ja see läks katki, sest see lihtsalt jooksis kokku.
So I went on for 5 nights.
Ja nii see juhtus 5 õhtut.
And those 5 nights, 12,000 Muslims got saved in the
ja,
city.
Ja nende 5 õhtu jooksul 12,000 muslimid said päästetud.
That's the power of God.
See on Jumala vägi.
That's the power of God. So, I was shocked.
Ma olin šokis.
I said, Jesus, what shall I do?
Mõtlesin, Jeesus, mida ma teen?
So I just continued to shout.
Ja mina hakkasin lihtsalt
Jesus wants to heal you.
Jesus loves you. Jeesus armastab teid.
And people got saved and healed.
Ja inimesed said terveks ja said
so, when I was finished after 5 days,
ja kui see 5-päevane koosoleku sari sai läbi,
I was on my way home.
Tulin ma koju.
Sitting in an airplane.
Ja olin lennukis, lendasin kodu poole. Ja lennuk tõusis õhku.
And when the captain switched on the lights of seat belts.
Ja kui kapten lülitas sisse selle märgi, et turvavööd peab olema.
People started to stand up in the airplane.
Siis ja kui ta lülitas selle välja, siis inimesed hakkasid üles püsti tõusma.
They were all sick people wanting me to pray for them.
Ja tuli välja, et nad olid kõik haiged inimesed, kes tahtsid ma palutaks.
So the captain panicking has switched everybody to sit down again.
Ja kapten läks selle peale paanikasse ja pani uuesti põlema selle märgi, et turvavööd peavad kinni olema.
When I landed 4 hours later to change plane.
Ja kui ma 4 tunni pärast maandusin, et teise lennuki peale minna.
Inside the security there were sick people waiting to get prayed for.
Siis seal turvatsoonis ootasid haiged inimesed, kes tahtsid, et ma nendest palvetaksin.
Because they all heard it on radio.
Sest nad olid seda raadios kuulnud.
When I landed in Jakarta another 4 hours.
Ja kui ma maandusin Jakartas.
In the big international airport.
See oli suur rahvusvaheline lennujaam.
People were standing there waiting to get prayed for.
Siis inimesed ootasid mind seal, et ma palutaksin nende eest.
Muslims.
Muslimid.
That was my first crusade.
Ja see oli minu esimene selline suur koosolek.
I thought this is normal.
Ma mõtlesin, et see ongi vist tavaline.
Until I met my Christian friends and say, no, it's not normal.
Kuni ma kohtusin oma kristlastest sõpradega, kes ütlesid, ei, see tegelikult ei ole päris tavaline.
You can't do like this.
Et niimoodi sa tegelikult teha
you are in Sweden now.
Et nüüd sa oled Rootsis.
You have to behave.
Nüüd sa pead käituma.
Because not everybody will be healed.
Sest siin ei saa kõik terveks.
So you can't say that.
Ja et sa ei saa seda öelda.
I'm not saying anything, I'm just reading.
Ja siis ma ütlesin, aga ma ei ütlegi midagi, ma lihtsalt
Jesus
loen.
Healed everybody.
Jeesus tervendas kõiki.
It's not my problem.
Et see ei olegi minu probleem.
I put my hands on the sick and he heals them.
Mina panen oma käed haigete peale, et saavad terveks.
Either he heals them instantly or the day after or 1 year later, I don't care, he heals them.
Kas ta tervendab nad momentselt või päev hiljem või aasta hiljem, see mind ei huvita.
Your problem is not what Jesus will do.
Et meie probleem ei olegi see, mida
Your
Jeesus
only
teeb.
Problem is what you have to do.
Meie asi, mille peale peaksime meie mõtlema, on
Because
see, mida
Jesus
meie
is coming
peame.
Soon.
Sest Jeesus tuleb varsti.
And he asked you to do something.
Ja ta tahtis, et sa teeksid midagi.
You know, when he went to heaven,
kui Jeesus läks taevasse,
he said, all power has been given to me.
Siis ta ütles, et mulle on antud kõik vägi.
So because of that, go out in the whole world.
Nii et sellepärast minge välja kogu maailma.
Make everybody to become disciples.
Ja tehke jüngriteks kõik rahvad.
Baptize them.
Ristige neid.
In the name of the Father.
Isa.
In the name of the Son.
Poja.
And in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Ja Püha Vaimu nimes.
Teach them everything I taught you.
Õpetage neile kõike, mida mina teile olen öelnud.
And surely he says, I will be with you to the end of age.
Ja ta ütles, et ma olen teiega kuni aegade lõpuni.
And then he went.
Ja siis ta läks.
And disciples looking after him.
Ja jüngrid vaatsed talle järgi.
And they were standing there staring.
Ja nad vaatsed talle järgi seal.
And looking.
Vaatasid.
Until God sent 2 angels.
Kuni Jumal saatis 2 inglit.
Tell him, what are you looking for?
Kes küsis nende käest, et mida te vaatate?
Didn't you hear him?
Kas te ei kuulnud, mida
He said, go!
Ta ütles, minge!
Don't stand here and stare.
Ärge jääkegi siia jõllitama.
He will come back exactly the same way.
Ta tuleb täpselt samamoodi tagasi.
But now you have to do something before.
Aga nüüd enne seda peate teie midagi tegema.
You have to go to the end of this world.
Teie peate minema maailma otsani.
You have to get the message out.
Ja viimasele sõnumi.
You have to tell people that Jesus did it all.
Ja ütlema, et Jeesus tegi seda kõike.
You have to tell them that the way to God is open.
Teie peate ütlema, et tee Jumala juurde on avatud.
And Jesus say, I am the way.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, mina olen tee.
Not one of the ways.
Mitte, et mina olen üks võimalikest teedest.
There's only one way to God.
On ainult üks tee Jumala juurde.
But to Jesus, there are millions of ways.
Aga Jeesuse juurde...
There are millions of ways to Jesus.
Jeesuse juurde on miljoneid erinevaid teid.
But to God, there's only one way.
Aga Jumala juurde on ainult üks tee.
And the problem is, people are looking for God.
Ja probleem on selles, et inimesed otsivad Jumalat.
But they are missing Jesus.
Aga nad vaatavad mööda Jeesusest.
Because he is the way to God.
Sellepärast, et tema on tee Jumala juurde.
So if the devil can trick people to look for God,
ja kui kurat saab kuidagi kavaldada inimesed üle, nii et nad hakkaksid otsima Jumalat,
but missing Jesus,
aga vaataksid mööda Jeesusest,
nothing will happen.
Siis ei juhtugi midagi.
So the key is show Jesus to the people.
Nii et võtti ongi selles näita inimestele Jeesus.
Because he is the only way to God.
Sest ta on ainus tee Jumala juurde.
You can be anybody and you can find Jesus.
Sa võid olla ükskõik kes ja sa võid leida Jeesuse.
But you can't find God on your own.
Aga sa ei suuda Jumalat leida, kui sa tema nagu iseenesest, kui sa tema kõrvale jätad.
You can be a drug addict, you can be an alcoholist, you can even be a Christian and find Jesus.
Sa võid olla isegi kristlane ja ikkagi leida Jeesuse.
Because every way is open to Jesus.
Sest teed Jeesuse juurde on avatud.
And that's why we're here.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks
and that's why I'm here.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks
because Jesus is alive. Amen.
Sest Jeesus elab.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to read it from a book of Acts.
Ja ma tahan lukeda ühe kirjaga apostlite chapter, raamatust.
And just one verse.
Üks salm.
Verse number, my eyes are not... 38.
Salm 38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power and healing. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil.
Kuidas Jumal Jeesuse Natsaretist oli võidnud püha vaimu ja väega ja kuidas tema käis mööda maad ja tegi head ning parandas kõiki, kelled üle kurat oli saanud võimuse, sest Jumal oli temaga.
Jesus went around.
Jeesus käis ringi.
Jesus was healing everybody.
Ta parandas, tervendas kõiki.
But you know, he started by getting baptized.
Aga enne seda või see algas kõik nii, et ta sai ristitud.
He started by getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
See algas sellest, et ta sai täis püha vaimu.
So one day he came walking to the John the Baptist.
Nii et ühel päeval ta tuli Risti Johannese juurde.
And he said, you have to baptize me.
Ja ta ütles, et sina pead mind ristima.
And John, he had one purpose in life.
Ja Johannes elus oli üks eesmärk.
To prepare people for Jesus.
Valmistada ette teed Jeesusele.
So he was preaching there in the wilderness.
Ja tema kuulutas seal kõrbes.
And one day Jesus came walking down.
Ja ühele päeval tuli Jeesus tema juurde.
And John immediately recognized him.
Ja Johannes tundis ta otse kohe.
He said, look, there he is.
Ta ütles, vaadake, seal
the man who take away the sin of the world.
See on see mees, kes võtab ära maailma patu.
And people was looking.
Ja inimesed vaatasid.
And Jesus went down to Paul.
Ja Jeesus läks Johannese juurde. John.
Yeah, John. And he said, you have to baptize me.
Ja ütles, et sa pead mind ristima.
And John said, no, you have to baptize me.
Johannes ütles, et ei, hoopis sina pead mind
but
ristima.
But he said, no, let's stay to the protocol, to the script.
Aga siis Jeesus ütles, et ei, järgime protokolli. Et
so John, he baptized Jesus.
Nii et Johannes ristis Jeesuse.
The highlight of his life.
Ja tema elu kõrg hetk.
That was he was born.
See oli see, milleks ta oli sündinud.
And he baptized Jesus.
Oli see, et ta ristis Jeesuse.
And when Jesus came up,
ja kui Jeesus tuli sealt veest välja,
they heard a voice.
Siis nad kuulsid häält.
God was speaking.
Jumal rääkis.
This is my son.
See on minu poeg.
Who I delight myself in.
Kellest mul on hea meel.
This is my son.
See on minu poeg.
Everybody heard the voice.
Kõik kuulsid seda häält.
And they saw a shape of something white coming down on Jesus.
Ja nad nägid midagi valget laskumas Jeesuse
and
peale.
And they said it looked like a white dove.
Ja on öeldud, et see nägi välja nagu valge tuvi moodi.
The Holy Spirit came on Jesus.
Ja püha vaim tuli Jeesuse peale.
And he was filled with power.
Ja ta sai täis väge.
And the voice of God was speaking so everybody could hear.
Ja Jumala hääl rääkis nii, et kõik kuulsid seda.
And then Jesus went out and he started his ministry.
Ja siis Jeesus läks ja alustas oma teenistust.
And John, he ended up in jail.
Ja Johannes sattus hoopis vanglasse.
He was sitting in jail and he knew I will never escape from here.
Ta istus vanglas, ta teadis, et ta ei pääse sealt kunagi välja.
They will kill me.
Ta teadis, et nad tapavad ta.
So he was sitting there.
Ja ta ootas seal vanglas.
And he started to think.
Ja hakkas mõtlema.
What did I do with my life?
Mida ma olen oma eluga teinud?
Did I do the right thing?
Kas ma tegin õigesti?
Did I baptize the right man?
Kas ma ristisin õige inimese?
Was it really God's son?
Kas see oli ikkagi Jumala poeg?
He started to doubt.
Hakkas kahtlema.
So he sent his disciple to Jesus.
Ja ta saatis ühe oma järgi
and they came to Jesus and Jesus and we are coming from John.
Ja nad läksid Jeesuse juurde ja ütlesid, et Johannes saatis meid.
And they said, yeah, Jesus, yes, how is my dear friend?
Ja siis Jeesus küsis, et kuidas mu sõbral läheb.
They said, oh, he have a question.
Ja nad ütlesid, et tal on küsimus.
He need to know.
Tal on vaja teada.
Are you the right one?
Kas sina oled see õige
mees? Or do we have to wait for somebody else?
Või peab ta veel kedagi teist ootama?
John was really, he was really needing in to know that I did the right thing.
Johannesel oli vaja teada, et ta oli teinud õiget asja.
And Jesus answered.
Ja Jeesus vastas.
And he didn't say, yes I am.
Ta ei öelnud, et jah, olen küll.
He didn't say, didn't you hear the voice of my father?
Ta ei vastanud ka nii, et no kas sa siis ei kuulnud, kuidas didn't mu isa hääl taevast rääkis, kas sa ei kuulanud siis?
He didn't say, didn't you see the white dove?
Ta ei vastanud ka nii, et kas sa seda tuvi ei näinud siis?
Were you not concentrated and focused in the meeting?
Kas sa siis seal koosolekul ei olnud keskendunud ja
did you miss all the great signs about me?
Kas sa kõik need tunnusmärgid kuidagi läksid sinust mööda, jätsid tähelepanemata?
Haven't you heard all the good news who I am?
Kas sa pole kuulnud neid häid sõnumid sellest, kes ma olen?
Don't you know that I'm a God's son?
Kas te siis tead, mina olen Jumala poeg?
Don't you know that I went through the right Bible school?
Kas te teada, mina käisin õiges piiblikoolis?
Haven't you read my books?
Pole te siis mu lugenud mu
raamatut? Don't you listen to my tapes?
Kas te pole kuulanud mu kassette?
Don't you see me on YouTube?
Kas te pole mind YouTube'is
vaadanud? He didn't say that.
Ta mitte midagi sellist ei
He didn't say anything about himself.
Ta ei rääkinud mitte midagi endast.
He just said, oh, tell John.
Oh, öelge Johannesele.
Just tell him what you see.
Lihtsalt öelge talle seda, mida teie näete ja nägite.
The blind see.
Et seda, kuidas pimedad said nägema.
The deaf hear.
Kuidas kurdid hakkasid kuulma.
The lame walk.
Kuidas jalutud hakkasid kõndima.
And for all the poor people we are preaching the gospel of joy.
Ja see, kuidas kõik vaesed kuulevad rõõmu evangeeliumi.
That was the only thing he said.
See oli ainus vastus, mille ta
He didn't say anything about himself.
Ta ei rääkinud mitte midagi endast.
He didn't exalt himself at all.
Ta ei ülendanud ennast
he
mitte mingil moel.
Just tell him what you see.
Ta ütles, et lihtsalt öelge
Nothing else.
Talle seda, mida teie nägite.
So they went back to Paul.
Nad läksid tagasi Johannese
juurde. John. I don't know why I'm saying Paul. To John. Sorry.
Nad läksid tagasi Johannese juurde.
And John said, what did he say?
Ja Johannes küsis, et mida ta
What did he say?
Mida ta ütles?
He said, yeah, he said, tell him what you see.
Ta ütles, et ta palus öelda sulle seda, et me ütleksime seda, mida me nägime.
Nothing else?
Mitte midagi
no,
muud ei öelnudki.
No, he said, just tell John what you see.
Ei, ta ütles, et seda öelge Johannesele seda, mida te nägite.
And John said, so what did you see?
Johannes küsib, mida te siis nägite?
Well, the blind got their eyes.
Me nägime, kuidas pimedad hakkasid nägema.
The deaf got their ears.
Kuidas kurdid hakkasid kuulma.
The lame started to walk.
Kuidas jalutud hakkasid käima.
And for all the poor people he was preaching the message of joy.
Ja kõigile vaestele kuulutas ta rõõmu evangeeliumi.
And John said, yes, it's him.
Ja siis selle peale
Johannes Yes, it's him.
Ja, see on õige mees.
I can die, I fulfill my life.
Nüüd ma võin surra, sest ma olen täitnud.
Yes, it's him.
Ja, see on tema.
And then we don't hear more about John.
Ja Johannesest me rohkem ei kuulnud.
So my dear friend,
et minu kallis sõber.
Jesus, he didn't say anything about himself.
Jeesus ei rääkinud midagi endast.
He just said, what do you see?
Ta lihtsalt küsis, et aga mida te näete?
What do you see happening around me?
Mida te näete, mis sünnib minu ümber?
Today when we talk to people.
Täna kui me räägime inimestega.
You don't see anything.
Sa ei näe midagi.
You only hear how great they are.
Sa ainult kuuled kui head nad on.
You only hear how good they are.
Sa ainult kuuled, kuidas nad räägivad, kui
You only hear
on.
How big they are.
Kui suurepärased nad on.
And we are fighting about what we hear.
Ja see põhjustab isegi võitlust meie seas.
But my question is, what do you see?
Aga minu küsimus on, aga mida sa näed?
What do you see today?
Mida sa näed täna?
That's what Jesus is saying.
See on see, mida Jeesus ütles.
He didn't say, tell him what you hear.
Ta ei öelnud, et rääkige neile, mida te kuulete.
He only say, tell him what you see.
Ta ütles, aga mida te näete? Rääkige sellest.
Whom do we follow today?
Keda meie järgime täna?
People who's talking or people who's doing.
Inimesi, kes räägivad või inimesi, kes teevad.
If your friends
kui sinu sõbrad
was only allowed to tell me what they see about you.
Kui sinu sõbrad tohiksid mulle rääkida ainult sellest, mida nad
näevad. Not what you tell them,
sinus,
but what they see.
Mitte seda, mida sina neile ütled, vaid seda, mida nad näevad sinu elus.
What report will they give me about you?
Siis millise aruande sinu kohta nad annaksid mulle?
If you became dumb.
Kui sina muutuksid tummaks.
For the next 3 months.
Et järgmised 3 kuud sa ei saa rääkida.
You can't speak.
Sa lihtsalt ei saa rääkida järgmised 3 kuud.
What will people tell me about you?
Siis mida inimesed rääkiksid mulle sinust?
If you can't tell them anything about yourself, they only can see.
Rääkida enda tegemiste kohta mitte midagi. Siis mida nad näevad?
How would your report look like?
Milline näeks välja nende jutt sinust?
That's the only question that is interesting.
See on ainus küsimus, mis on minu jaoks tõsiselt huvitav.
What is the report saying about you?
Millis moodi nad annaksid sinu kohta aru ja milline
What is the report saying about me?
Mida ütleks see aruanne minu kohta?
I can stand here and I can talk you full of information and you just can hear what I tell you.
Ma võin rääkida siin ja anda teile palju infot.
But what do you see?
Aga mida te näete?
That's the only thing Jesus go by.
See oli see, millest lähtus Jeesus.
When we understand that, we have revival.
Kui me saame aru, et meil on ärkamine.
When people start giving their report about you.
Kui inimesed hakkavad sinu kohta rääkima.
The blind see.
Seda, et pimedad näevad.
The deaf hear.
Et kuulsid kuulevad.
The lame walk.
Et jalutud käivad.
And everywhere she goes, she preached the happy message for the poor.
Ja igale poole, kui ta läheb, ta kuulutab kurbadel rõõmu sõnumit.
Then we are doing what we're supposed to do.
Et kas me teeme seda, mida me peaksime tegema?
We don't have to wait for anything.
Me ei pea midagi enam ootama.
We can start praying about revival.
Me võime hakata kohe palata märkamise pärast.
We have the spirit of revival.
Meie sees on see ärkamise
vaim. 2000 years ago the Holy Spirit came.
2000 aastat tagasi tuli püha vaim.
The spirit of revival.
Tuli ärkamise vaim.
There is no other spirit.
Ühtegi teist vaimu.
There is only one spirit.
Ongi ainult üks vaim.
He's already here.
Ja ta on juba siin.
And the Bible says from your inner being streams of living water will flow up.
Ja Biibel ütleb, et meie sees tulevad välja elava vee jõed.
You have it on your inside.
See on sinu sees.
One day Paul was and Peter was outside the synagogue.
Ühel päeval olid Paulus ja Petrus.
And they were running to church. They were running to the meeting.
Ja nad jooksid sinna koosolekule.
Probably they were late, you know.
As always. Hiljaks jääma nagu ikka.
So they come running.
Ja nad jooksid sinna.
And outside the meeting there was a lame man sitting.
Ja seal ukse ees istus üks mees, kes ei saanud käia.
He's been lame his whole life.
Ta oli sünnist saati.
Everybody knew about him.
Kõik teadsid, et see on
The whole city knew about him.
Kogu linn teadis teda.
He was sitting there begging for something.
Ja ta istus seal ja ta kerjas.
And you know, if I sit outside the church, those believing people, they are nice, they give me something.
Et kui ma istun siin kiriku ukse, siis need usklikud, nemad on kenad inimesed, ikka midagi viskavad.
So he was sitting there begging.
Ja ta istus seal ja kerjas.
And everybody was entering the synagogue.
Ja kõik sisenesid synagogi.
And here comes Peter and James running.
Ja siis tuleb Petrus ja Jakobus.
No, who's coming? Johannes, thank
Johannes.
You, I'm messed up.
John,
come and running.
Tulevad siis
It's good to have a preacher in the church. At least one preacher in the church. That's good. So they come running.
Ja nad jooksevad seal.
And they were late.
Ja nad jäid hiljaks.
So when they came in.
Ja kui nad tulid sinna sisse.
He was staring at them.
Siis vaatas see mees neil otsa.
And they stopped.
Ja nad peatusid.
Because he was staring at them.
See mees vaatas neil otsa.
And they say, hey, we have nothing.
Ja ta ütles, et meil ei ole sulle midagi
anda. I mean, we are preachers.
Me oleme jutlustajad.
What do you expect?
Mida sa meilt ikka ootad?
We have nothing.
Meil ei ole midagi.
But what we have.
Aga mida meil on?
We have something.
Meil midagi siiski on.
That we will give you.
Midagi, mida me saame sulle anda.
So they told the poor guy.
Ja mida nad ütlesid sellele vaesele mehele?
Who was staring at them.
Kes vaatas nendel otsa.
They said, look at me.
Ta ütles, vaata mulle otsa.
But he was already staring.
Aga see mees juba vaatas.
I mean, how much can you look?
Kui palju sa ikka võid vaadata?
If I stare at you and you ask me to look at you, what would I do?
Kui ma juba vaatan sul otsa, siis ja sa ütled, et vaata mulle otsa, mida ma veel tegema pean?
I'm already looking.
Ma juba vaatan.
Look at me.
Vaata mind.
But you know he was looking the wrong way.
Aga ta vaatas valesti.
They said no, look at me.
Ta ütles, et ei vaata mul otsa.
Because I have something.
Sest mul on midagi.
No, not that way.
Mitte sellisel moel.
Look again.
Vaata veel ühe korra.
No, try again.
Proovi uuesti.
I have something.
Mul midagi.
And what I have I will give you.
Ja mida mul on, seda
so look at me.
Nii et vaata mul otsa.
And suddenly the layman saw something.
Ja järsku see pime, see jalutamees märkas midagi.
He started to believe for something.
Ta hakkas uskuma midagi.
And we saw that he had faith, he said, in the name of Jesus, stand up and be healed.
Ja kui nad märkasid, et ta hakkas uskuma, siis nad ütlesid, Jeesus,
and they,
tõuse üles ja kõnni.
They dragged him up on his feet.
Ja nad tõmbasid ta jalgadele.
Immediately power came to his legs.
Ja kohe tuli jõud.
And he started to run and shout.
Ja ta hakkas jooksma ja hüppama.
Because you have something on the inside.
Sest tema sees oli midagi.
There's not enough to look at you.
Et ei piisa, kui seal otsa vaadatakse.
Everybody's looking at you.
Kõik vaatavad.
But you have to tell them, look at me.
Aga sa peadki püüdma nende tähelepanu.
Because what I have, I will give you.
Sest see, mis mul on,
No, not like that. No, not like that.
Ei, ära niimoodi vaata.
Look again.
Vaata uuesti.
Because I have something.
Sest mul midagi.
And I will give it to you.
Ja selle midagi ma annan sulle.
And when people see,
ja kui inimesed seda märkavad,
they get healed.
Siis nad saavad terve.
They see something. Because you have something. You're filled with something. You have to release it.
Siis sa pead selle lahti lahti.
A couple of days later, those guys were standing in front of the high priests.
Paar päeva hiljem seisid need samad mehed ühe ülempreestri ees.
Because they were furious. Who healed this man?
Sest ülempreester oli vihane, kes selle mehe terveks tegi.
So they took him to the high court.
Ja nad viisid nad ülemkohtusse.
And Peter went up.
Ja Peetrus astus ette.
And he started to speak.
Ja hakkas rääkima.
And the high priest said, "Who are you?"
Ja selle peale küsiti, et kes sa oled?
A poor man speaking to me like that?
Üks vaene mees, kes räägib minuga niimoodi?
But Peter just told them what happened.
Aga Peetrus ei teinud midagi muud, kui lihtsalt ütles neile, mis oli juhtunud.
And it says in the Bible, suddenly.
Ja siis Biblis öeldud, et järsku.
They realized.
Said nad aru.
That those two men has been with him.
Et need kaks meest olid olnud koos Jeesusega.
Whom they crucified.
Selle sama mehega, kelle nad ristisid.
Because they saw something.
Sest nad nägid midagi.
They saw something suddenly.
Järsku nad märkasid.
They was looking at Peter and John.
Ja nad vaatasid Peetrusele ja Johannesele otsa.
Yelling at them.
Karjusid nende
being
peale.
Being angry at them.
Olid vihased nende peale.
And suddenly.
Ja järsku.
They saw something.
Nad nägid midagi.
They've been with him.
Need on need mehed, kes olid temaga olnud.
They saw the same thing that the layman saw the day before.
Nad olid näinud seda sama, mida oli jalutamees näinud päev.
Because you have something on the inside.
Sest sinu sees on midagi.
It's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside.
Mitte see, mis väljas on.
So when you tell people to look at you because you have something,
ja kui sina ütled inimestele, nad vaataksid sul osta, sest
they will see something.
Siis nad märkavadki midagi.
And when you lay your hands on them, they will get healed.
Ja kui sa paned oma käed nende peale,
you don't need anything more, you have it.
Sa ei peagi, sul ei ole
look at me
maja,
because what I have I will give you in the name of Jesus stand up and walk you have it if I can fly to Indonesia and have a crusade without knowing anything you can do everything in Tallinn and I believe we have a revival coming this I believe we will see something this year because people will see something because you will show them something just stand up on your feet in the name of Jesus examine yourself. In the 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 it says examine yourself. Because don't you know that Jesus lives in you? Because if you don't know it you won't pass the test. It doesn't say that he don't live in you. It only says if you don't know it
seal on lihtsalt öelda, et kui sa ei tea seda,
you won't pass the test.
Siis sa ei saa eksamil läbi.
If you don't know what you have on the inside,
kui sina ei tea, mis on sinu sees on,
then it doesn't matter how much you have.
Siis ükskõik, kui palju sul on.
If you don't know it, you can't use it.
Kui sa ei tea seda, sa ei oska seda kasutada.
So the Bible says, examine yourself.
Ja Biblia ütlebki, et katsu ennast läbi.
So you know what you have.
Et sa teaksid, mis sul on.
So when you stand in before situation, you know I have what needed.
Et kui sa oled mõnes olukorras, ja leiad ennast olukorras, sa tead.
Look at me.
Mida mul on selleks
Because
vaja.
What I have, I will give you.
See, mis mul on, seda ma annan.
In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be filled. In the name of Jesus, be saved. You have it. You have it. I'm here to tell you, it's on the inside of you. And you have to let it out. So people can receive it. And people get it healed. And free and delivered. That's all you need to know. What do people see? Show them something. Step out. And start exercise your faith. And your life will change totally. Hallelujah. Come on. This is Jesus in you. So just lift your hands right now. We're going to release the Holy Spirit here today. And He will touch your heart. Just lift your hands right now. And start worshiping. Because Jesus is here. The King and the Savior is here. And He wants to touch you right now.
Ja tema tahab puudutada sind
praegu. He want to renew the calling upon your life.
Ta tahab värskendada kutsumist sinu elus.
You're not over yet. You haven't started yet.
Sinuga ei ole lõpetatud.
There's so many things Jesus want to do with you.
Oma tööd sinu elus on nii palju, mida ta tahab teha.
Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Püha vaim Jeesuse nimel.
Touch people today.
Puuduta inimesi täna.
Touch people today.
Puuduta inimesi täna.
Touch people today.
Puuduta inimesi täna.
Oh, rashaka rama shiloso lo bendea. There's somebody here, you came with a pain in your lower back. On the right side.
Siin paremal pool.
Jesus is healing you right now. Move your body. Just move your body. Receive your healing right now. Somebody with an aching knee.
On keegi, kelle on põlv valutab.
Just stretch your leg and receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
Lihtsalt siruta oma jalga ja võtta vastu tervenemine.
Somebody, you started to feel pain in your teeth.
Kellegile oli hambavalu.
On the left side in your mouth you have a pain on your teeth.
Hakkas su hammas valutama.
Jesus is healing you right now. Put your hand on your teeth and receive.
Pane oma käsi oma hamba peale ja lihtsalt võta
Jesus
vastu.
Is here.
Jesus
is here. There's a woman, girl, you have something in your lower stomach, a pain.
On naine, kelle on alakõhus valud.
You had it this morning.
Täna hommikul olid sul alakõhus
valud. It's gone right now in the name of Jesus.
Siis Jeesuse nimel praegu.
Somebody was looking at your finances yesterday.
Ole terve. Keegi vaatas eile oma rahasse.
And you realized there is not enough.
Ja sa said aru, et ei piisa.
There's a miracle coming your way.
Sinu pool on ime teel.
The next 3 days will change all your finances.
Järgmised kolme päeva jooksul sinu rahanduslik olukord muutub.
Just receive your miracle.
Võta vastu oma ime.
Lift your hands and start speak, talk to Jesus.
Tõsta oma käsi ja lihtsalt täna Jeesus.
We are not playing church. We are not playing church.
Me ei mängi kirikut.
We are worshiping the living God.
Aga me ülistame elavat Jumalat.
We are not playing church today.
Me ei mängi täna kirikut.
We are worshiping.
Me ülistame.
We are worshiping the living God.
Ülistame elavat Jumalat.
Rabba shikro boso londo lebe dandeleia. Can we sing something?